You're listening to SBS News.
The record floods on Australia's eastern seaboard have been supercharged by a combination of climate change and the La Nina weather system, according to climate experts. While the current La Nina pattern will soon start to fizzle out, researchers such as Professor Will Steffen warn that conditions will be more intense when it returns in the future.
We still have our weather patterns that happen, that we're used to, but they're on steroids. And both ends of them are on steroids. And that's what climate change is doing. It's supercharging the atmosphere and the entire climate system. So basically what that means is this La Nina's got a lot more water vapor in the atmosphere. And that simply stacks the odds that when it does rain, it is going to rain. Rainfall is going to be more severe, which means heavier downfalls.
La Nina events happen roughly every 3 to 7 years, bringing wetter than normal conditions to eastern Australia. As the climate warms in the future and more moisture is stored in the atmosphere, La Nina weather patterns will become increasingly severe. Climate scientist Dr. Matt England says this will stack the odds against communities in flood-prone areas.
And what we see in the projections is that there will be more impactful events. But one thing we do know with certainty is that a warmer system has more moisture in the atmosphere, and so climate change is stacking the odds of worse flooding rain events. And this is what we've been seeing in the last couple of decades.
As La Nina batters Australia, the same weather pattern is also sucking moisture away from other regions. In South America, a severe drought that has devastated Brazil's soybean crop has been worsened by La Nina. Food shortages in eastern African countries such as Kenya and Ethiopia are also partly La Nina driven.
People get this confused all the time. They'll say, oh, we've always had these weather cycles. 100% correct. We've had La Nina or Nina cycles for thousands upon thousands of years, but they're becoming more impactful. We're turning them into events on overdrive that have a much bigger cost than if we weren't tampering with the climate system.
The Bureau of Meteorology says the current La Nina system is already past its peak, but warns that it will continue to impact global weather patterns as it weakens through autumn. Steve Trask, SBS News.